Polls point to a marginal softness in their support for Mr. Biden relative to that enjoyed by Hillary Clinton. Where she won 88% of African Americans, YouGov polling suggests 83% are committed to voting for Mr. Biden. He will probably bridge the gap. Only 8% of black voters say they will vote for Mr. Trump. Many of the rest are undecided and most likely to plump for Mr. Biden. Yet his advisers had been counting on Mr. Biden to do better with black voters than Mrs. Clinton, to win back the Midwestern states she lost, let alone North Carolina, a state where a quarter of voters are black. He may need to do much better, and the polls are not the only things fueling Democratic anxiety on this score. Another is the flip side of Mr. Trump's negative appeal. The president's offensiveness to black voters, combined with Mr. Biden's own limitations as a campaigner, have made it hard for the challenger to make a positive case for himself. "He's got a good heart. He's one of us," was the most the voters in and around Greenville said for Mr. Biden. This might suggest his support among African Americans is wider than it is deep, which in turn could suggest it will not take much to stop them turning out in the numbers he needs. And COVID-19 is a lot. Alongside their loathing for the president, almost all the North Carolinians appeared terrified of the virus, which has hit black America disproportionately hard. Most spoke to the canvassers from behind a screen or a front door held slightly ajar. "I'm sorry, baby," said Ms. Ellis of Greenville Heights, to explain why she would not step outside. "We're scared."